Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us. A special thank you to Advanced Brain Technologies for joining us on this podcast adventure. We are so excited to announce that we've teamed up with Advanced Brain Technologies to bring you a special offer on all their programs. You've heard us talk about the listening program before, and we absolutely love the benefits we've seen. From the listening program to Brain Builder to Sleep Genius, ABT scientifically designed programs will make a difference in your lives. Jessica and I are both certified providers, so we can help you and your family find a program specialized just for you. To learn more or to get started, head to our website, thesensoryproject.com, or call ABT at 888-228-1798 and tell them you heard about this amazing offer through the Sensory Project podcast. We couldn't be more excited to share this wonderful company with all of you. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Sensory Project Show.
This is episode 45. I can't even believe that.
Oh my gosh, I know. It's so cool.
So insane. Anyways, so today's episode, we interviewed an amazing human being. She's amazing. I don't even know if there's another word for it.
Inspirational.
Yeah. She's powerful.
Just wonderful.
So she's amazing, wonderful, powerful, inspirational, all the things. But first, Rachel. Rachel has something to say.
Yeah, you guys, we have officially launched our Happy Sleep Sheet Kickstarter.
Woohoo!
So it's out there in the world. We are so grateful for everyone who has been sharing it and backing our project and helping us reach our goal.
And if you haven't yet, you need to.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
It's actually probably most beneficial to the people who don't realize they need the Happy Sleep Sheets. Mm-hmm. So just spread the love, and we are so grateful for all of you guys joining us. And here we go.
Enjoy.
Hey guys, we are super excited to have Meg Ann here from Be Kind Coaching.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here too. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yes, this is super exciting. So you interviewed us a while back first and got us started.
And it was like, it was so fun. I still hear from people through my DMs talking about that message.
That's awesome.
Oh,
we love that.
Cool.
Yes. So now we're just switching places and interviewing you instead.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. So if you've listened to our interviews before, you know that we like to start with just 5 random questions. And just to let our audience get to know you before you tell everyone about the magic that you do.
Perfect.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We're getting personal, all right?
You know what? I'm an open book.
Oh, good.
So the first question is, what's your favorite dessert?
Oh, good one. I'm not a cupcake person, so I'll always go ice cream.
So what kind?
There's an ice cream place here. It's called Gelati Celesti. It's a local made. And they have this ice cream here called Just Ask. And it's like so confusing, but it's white chocolate ice cream, Oreos with a swirl of peanut butter. And
oh my gosh.
Like I can only eat a little bit of it because it's so rich.
Oh yeah.
Yum.
A fun fact about Gelati Celesti, they like have, I don't know how many flavors, so many flavors. And we went in one day, I was feeling like really stressed out and I didn't know what flavor to get. And the guy behind the counter, I said, I should just try it all. And the guy behind the counter was like, you could never do that. And I just like looked at him and I was like, oh really? Oh. That's you. And my husband was like, you shouldn't have said that. Oh, you said that. And I tried all the flavors.
Oh,
I did you end up buying anything or was that your ice cream?
I had to buy something, but I took it to go because I couldn't. I was like, I'm just done. And like, why did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. He challenged me. I had to raise the price.
That sounds like something I would do for sure.
He was like, oh God, why'd you say that?
That also sounds like what my husband would say about me. Oh man. All right. So next question. Let's talk about what your morning routine looks like.
That's a good one. My morning routine has been struggling recently. And so I've been bringing like more intention to it. So I wake up, take my dog out for a walk. And when I do that, I check my DMs on Instagram. So I've like paired it together. And then I come back and I meditate using a YouTube like theta wave. And I write in these two journals. So this journal is my love note to my inner bully journal. And this one is my future self journal.
Oh, I like that.
And that's what I do. And it's like interesting because it's just like bubble. It's just like that quiet time. Some use it as prayer. This is just me connecting to quiet and listen to my inner guide.
I love that.
I love it.
Yes, I've been doing it for 3 weeks. The love notes I've been writing since January, and that has really helped my confidence and like just self-love.
Which is so important.
Yeah, right? We forget that like the person we talk to the most is ourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Being able to connect with yourself, and you can't help others until you help yourself. So I think that's huge, mm-hmm. especially in the business that we're all in. So
like servers, right? Like people who show up heart-centered. It's even more important that we do our work so that we don't go into burnout.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, that's a whole nother topic we could.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes. Okay. All right, question three. I'm ready.
Question three. What's your favorite type of exercise?
You know, exercise too is another thing. Like, I'm either like really on the wagon or off the wagon. And from starting a business, I've been off the wagon too long because you get stressed out and then that's the first thing you cut, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So getting back on the wagon, I've been really like trying and dedicating to taking my dog out for long walks. Mm-hmm. And we live in downtown and there's a lot of hills and we can walk to the river and walk next to the canal or walk up and to the top of the hill and see the whole city overlook. So that's what I've been like really rooting into. So it's like exercise for her, exercise for me. My husband's a personal trainer and he goes hard all the time.
Oh gosh.
All the time. So it's like hard for me to be like, oh gosh, I don't want to do burpees. Like,
I don't like to do burpees.
But I walk.
Doesn't that count? It's basically the same thing as a burpee.
It totally counts.
Yeah, it totally does. And I used to love running. Like I found like quiet, active meditation and running. I guess maybe you'll learn a lot more about me too, is that one race, my husband says, if you run a race, it's like you didn't stop. So if you ran a 10K, you had to run like all 6 miles, 6.2 miles. But if you stop, you can say, I did a 10K. So it's like this nuanced, I ran it versus I did it. So when I did the Richmond half marathon here, halfway through my socks slid down, I didn't stop running. Because I wanted to say I had ran the half marathon and I got to the finish line and like my socks were like all like, I had like giant blisters and blood and I was like, but I ran it.
Oh my gosh. I did not stop. So what we're finding out is that if someone challenges you,
I rise to it. One might say I have very strong wills.
I love it.
I do, yeah.
All right, this next question is one of my favorites. What is your sensory quirk?
Sensory quirk. As a teacher, I was a teacher for so long, and it's like all teachers use chalk. And when I touch the chalk, like I can't touch it. And like kids will be like, let's go play chalk. And I'm like, I can't wait to watch you play chalk. Like I can't, like even just now, like thinking about touching it. And like certain lotions, I can't have because that chalky.
Tactile.
Smell. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That, and like pollen on the car. Ugh.
Oh, I love it.
Do you have goosebumps right now?
Yeah. My co-teacher, she used to get weirded out if, like, touching Jello and stuff. And if she would, like, annoy me during class, I'd be like, Jello in your socks, in between your toes. And she'd be like, oh, God.
Oh, that's so mean.
It's so mean.
Oh, I don't like that idea.
No, I think that would be a fun prank, though.
It's an innocent prank when it's not in harm.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Just put Jello in someone's shoes.
Oh gosh. Okay, now I'm getting weirded out. I don't like it.
Okay, let's should we move on? Let's stop talking about this.
Okay.
Last question. If you had to describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Kind.
Yes. Oh, and podcasters who are listening, you can't see this right now, but in the back of her video screen.
Oh my gosh.
She just whipped out a Be Kind tattoo on her, what was that?
My left collarbone. Your
collarbone, that was the word. Oh, I was
my gosh,
say.
I love it.
But she also has the Be Kind sign in the background of our
My
video.
Nephew made that.
Oh,
this
I
is actually
love
all
it.
Kid art.
So
I love it.
So this one was by Sevi Marie Art, who, if you don't follow her account, you should. She is an orphan from Bulgaria, I believe, and she has Down syndrome, and she was adopted to a family in Texas, and she's nonverbal. And the whole first year, her family was just like struggling to connect to her until they found her art. And now she like expresses herself through art and like
made this huge, goosebumps. Like,
that's her whole thing. So you went, this was from her second opening, and this was called, this whole thing was called Proof of Life, because when they were bringing her back from overseas, the U.S., they didn't have the appropriate documentation, so she kept saying, we need her proof of life, and she's like, she's standing right here. And so this whole series of paintings were called Proof of Life.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, I gotta buy it.
Yeah.
What an amazing story.
And this was from Kind Club.
I saw that, and yeah, I saw that, and I love it. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, so those are
okay.
The paintings around me.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, now that we all have goosebumps, we're all grossed out by Jell-O, and we're all just happy and kind.
I'm going to cry.
let's do this. All right. Who are you? Tell us about yourself. What do you do? Why do you do it? All the things.
Yeah, so my name is Megan, and I am an early childhood educator turned parent coach. So I spent my whole career teaching children how to get more in touch with their feelings and how to be empathic, compassionate children, like before they entered kindergarten. That was my realm, like pre-K. And I loved it. I was filled by that work. I loved it so much. Until 3 years ago, I started to get very anxious going into school. And my husband was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't want to go back to school. And he was like, that doesn't sound like you at all. And I was like, I just feel anxious. Like, I'm losing sleep. I'm just very frustrated. And he was like, is it the kids? No. Is it the parents? No. He was like, what is it? And I was like, it's the system I'm in. It's geared up for fear-based punishment. And I, like, have a very visceral reaction because I don't think that that's the best way to do it. And he was like, well, what is it that you love to do? And I said, I love it when a parent says to me, my kid won't. And then I'm like, yes, they will. Let's do it. And he was like, well, just go do that then. And so I did it. I like to say, like, I fell into this work by accident because I just like started doing it and a fire got ignited in me. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I can do this. And so that's what I get to do every day is like meet parents who are parenting younger me and help them empower and inspire their children, not like push them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I do. And why I do it is because everyone inherently is good. Everyone. And sometimes we can make poor choices or hurtful choices, but at the end, we're all still good people. And I think that that message sometimes gets clouded with punishments and shame and blame, and we can start to identify ourselves as the bad kid or the wrong kid or the kid who's broken, and that becomes the way that we live our life. And so I want to help inspire parents to hold their children accountable without having to add on any more negative labels.
Wow. I love that so much.
Wow. We could just end the podcast there and we'd be good.
Welcome.
Mic drop.
I talk about this so much that I forget, like, how, I mean, I like can say it so simply. I'm like, yeah, you just do this. And it's like, wait, what did
Whoa.
You just say?
Yeah, it's
so
really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, I grew up in a family, and this is like something that helps inspire me to show up and do my work every day, is that I grew up, and at 22, after doing the work in the classroom for so long, I took an 8-year estrangement from my family. I called my mom up and I said, you know what? I don't understand. I'm number four of five kids. I don't understand what's going on, why I feel always like out all the time. And so I just need to take a break. And so for 8 years, I just kind of spent and went down this like self-love journey and just kind of did it myself and was able to reconnect to her shortly before she passed. And when she did that, when I was able to do that, like 2 months before she passed, I was able to connect to her and I saw, oh my gosh, she's just hurting. She doesn't know. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know, like, as you could tell by the questions, like I have very strong wills and very strong convictions and very strong beliefs. And she didn't know what to do with me, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I show up and gave her the forgiveness and compassion to be like, you just had no idea. And if you knew what to do, of course you would do it. Because of course, at the core of it, you loved me. Mm-hmm. But that message was so like foggy.
Yeah, I think that's huge too with our families, because sometimes we as therapists get caught up in the idea that parents maybe should be doing more, right? Mm-hmm. But parents are all doing the best they can with the knowledge that they have. And that's huge to remember. Mm-hmm.
I think that, yes, what you just said is like they're always doing the best that they can.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even going along with that, not only with the knowledge they have, but with the situation that surrounds them. Mm-hmm. And we hold our parents accountable just like we hold our kiddos accountable. And it's really challenging to identify exactly what the situation is, how we can uniquely address the situation that the parent, the family, the child is in, and then give them the appropriate tools for them to be successful in carrying over what we recommend.
Yeah. I remember, Jessica, you shared when you came on and we talked that you guys had set it up that you were going to go and do a plan that you would prescribe to someone else, right?
Mm,
and you
yep.
and you did it and you were like, oh my gosh, it was so hard.
Yeah.
As so, that like reminder, right? Because yeah. us in our like ecosystem of, you know, us having the knowledge, having the tools, having the space, having the like bandwidth to focus in on this. It's hard to, it's easy to forget or take I don't know the word I'm looking for. Like we forget that the people that are hearing it from us, they're trying to apply it the best that they can
yeah.
in their real life. And there's a lot of like miscommunications that can happen.
It's a lot of miscommunication, and there's just so many different variables mm-hmm. in
yes.
their lives. So.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it all sounds so great. Like, oh, okay, I'm not going to yell. And what I find is that that's like the biggest thing that parents come to me. They're like, okay, well, I'm not going to yell.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put this pressure on themselves of like, okay, no yelling. Okay, don't yell, don't yell, don't yell. Be patient. That's another one. Just be patient. But they don't know what to do instead.
Yes.
And so what happens is it becomes like a kink in the hose. Like they like becomes like this giant block. And that just builds up. And then they just erupt and scream. And then that like confirms to them like, oh, you did it again. You messed up again. Like you're a bad parent because you yelled. Mm-hmm. And it's really like you just don't know what to do instead of, or exactly. what to do when you yell, how to recover that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we then like put all this pressure on ourselves to show up differently without knowing what else to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what we work on with our kiddos. When you tell the child, no, don't do this, they're like, well, what am I supposed to do instead?
And if you can't yeah. give them that replacement behavior, they're just going to keep doing what mm-hmm. they're already doing.
Or if you say, like, don't do this thing, mm-hmm. it just reinforces, like, to do this thing.
Yeah. You tell and a like, kid not to do something, and they're going to do it.
Exactly.
I tell parents, and maybe listeners, this will help you, like, don't think of the color blue right now.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Just stop thinking of blue. Stop thinking of blue. Wait, are you thinking of blue?
Yes.
Oh, you're thinking of turquoise? That's a shade of blue? Okay, well, just stop thinking of blue, okay? Just stop it. Are you thinking of blue again? Oh my gosh, you're thinking of blue. Stop. We don't think of blue. And then, like, how much work that takes versus mm-hmm. just saying, hey, can you think of purple real quick? Any shade of purple. Think mm-hmm. of purple. And, like, how, like, easy that is for us to comply to
yeah.
that.
That just made me a little bit anxious when you were telling me not to think of blue so many times. And I'm like, what the heck am I supposed to think about?
I know.
I was kind of panicking for a minute.
Right? Because it's like, gosh, your brain's like, what is blue?
Yeah.
No, it's blue.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Yeah, so, it's like our brains, I tell parents, our brains are wired for ease and flow. That's why they build patterns, they build repetition, they build what I call routines.
Mm-hmm.
And when we use that word don't or can't or stop doing the thing, our brain has to think about that thing and then find and figure out that replacement behavior. And that's a lot of calories burned. Mm-hmm. And our brain is like, nope. Yeah. Like, just skip to the end,
exactly.
Which reinforces that thing that we don't want to see.
Yep.
Yeah.
My business mentor, James Wilmore, he says, yes, stop arguing for your limitations and start living into the possibilities.
Oh, my gosh.
That gives us room to grow, right, for everyone, especially mm-hmm. your kiddos. You know, I see so many amazing, inspiring stories of people who are overcoming their obstacles or living, like, into the possibilities and not compromising that future.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I adore you.
I have the goosebumps again.
Just permanent goosebumps.
It's just like, if we could all just learn, like, that's what kindness is to me. It's not like tear free. It's not no free. It's not boundary free. It's like, how can you show up to be compassionate and help someone thrive
mm-hmm.
and live into those possibilities.
Yeah. And just changing your mindset and your approach. Like, it's,
yes,
that's it. If everyone did that, gosh, where would we be?
In all of the places.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I live, this is funny. So I live in my apartment. It like faces like the downtown skyline, and I see, Interstate 64 and Interstate 95, which on the East Coast. 64 goes all the way out west, and then 95 goes from Maine to Florida. So it's like a lot of people at this junction. And sometimes I just sit on my bed and visualize, what if everybody driving their car right now was kind to their family? Like, what would that look like? And then I think, like, you're going to know my name, and you're going to know my name, and you're going to know my name. And just, like, visualize, like, how that can spread.
Yes.
And just, like, how... if everyone did that, instead of focusing on all the negativity and all, like, the differences and all the judgments, like, literally all the things that would be eradicated instantly.
Yes.
So simple, but so hard.
So hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's simple to say it, right? Mm-hmm. And hard to practice it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. It just becomes a practice. So it's not about being perfect. It's not about being, mm-hmm. like, I get this a lot. Like, I'm not the Pinterest mom. Oh. Like, no one is the Pinterest mom. No one. So just, like,
you don't even want to be the Pinterest mom. Like, that's not fun.
You want to.
You want sensory, messy play. You want beans thrown all over your house and Play-Doh everywhere and...
That's Orbeez. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Pinterest moms do not understand the power of messy play.
Ooh, we just got unfollowed.
Uh-oh.
Goodbye, followers.
Bye. What is it? Bye, Felicia.
More.
Yep.
Oh man, that's an off-topic conversation that we can have about.
Yes, we'll turn the recording off for that conversation. Yeah.
All right. So I had a question here. So you coach parents and kids, and do you do this in person or online?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. So I do all of my coaching only for parents. And only online.
Okay.
So I found that now that what struggle I had was that parents are busy and they have mismatched schedules and they have more than one child. And so if I could use all of my platform and information online that they can listen to at their own leisure, mm-hmm. then they can get all the educational information and then we can come meet once a week and unpack it all in a group setting. And so that was awesome. I mean, it's so awesome. And it's been able to give me like a wider reach. So I have clients now in California, in Texas, in Missouri, in Canada,
wow.
In Australia, in England.
That's so cool.
Wow.
It's the power of Instagram, man. Yeah. But also, too, just like being able to give them that space. And I have clients who show up every single time, and I have clients who only watch the videos and then check in with me through email. So it's like really, okay. I just say this is the information. Use it. What's best for you?
Okay. So is it one-on-one coaching with the families, or they have the modules that they work through, the courses, and then they all kind of get together with you in a powwow and chat about it? Is that kind of how it works?
Mm-hmm. So they're all video modules with exercises and a workbook. And then we meet once a week on Thursday nights. Right now it's once a week Thursday nights, but as the program grows, I'm sure that it will grow too. Mm-hmm. And then we get into a group coaching setting, like using a platform called Zoom. I record the calls, and then we just start like how I do it. It's like funny because the first day everyone's like, hi, I have 2 children and I'm just so excited to be here. And like on call 3, which is what we just did, they're like, oh my gosh. Okay. So I was about to blow up and I was about to freak out. And then I remembered, put your air mask on first. And I just, that's my win. I just didn't lose it. And everyone else is like, oh, me too, girl. Like I'm there for you.
I love that community.
There's some that are just moms, some that are just dads, mom and dads. It's just really the full gamut. And then we also have, which is something new this time, is a Facebook page, which I don't know, I was hesitant to do that, mm-hmm. but they really wanted a place that they could go and support each other. And what's been really something that I wasn't expecting to happen, but it really has happened, and it's so awesome, is that they've started coming in and bringing their challenges and saying, here's what happened, here's what I witnessed, here's what I think would happen, but where am I seeing blind spots? And asking the community to like help them process through this really hard moment. And so that's really like, I love it because it's just people coming and being vulnerable and everybody having the same tools, the same information, the same support and saying, hey girl, I got you here. Have you tried this? Or maybe use this strategy.
I love
that. Or it sounds to me like a power struggle. So how can you offer some choices?
Yes.
And just really creating that community, because a lot of times, I mean, the things that I like, you wouldn't think that kindness is like radical, but sometimes when you talk about like removing things like spanking and timeout and like yelling, that's a radical concept. Like someone has to like forgive their own upbringing, forgive mm-hmm. themselves for mm-hmm. everything that they had done, and realize that it's not wrong. It just can be something that can be released so that more better tools can be welcomed in.
Yeah.
And that's like a radical concept. I'm asking parents to re-identify themselves.
Yeah.
And that can be met with a lot of side eye from relatives, a lot of pushback in preschools, a lot of like, if you're not of that growth mindset already, people are like, you're crazy. What are you doing? Why don't you just get them to do the thing? And so it's really nice that like, as resistant as I was to that Facebook group, like that's kind of like a nice place that people can just be like, let me just get some help.
Yeah. Oh, I love
that. That's amazing. Those communities are so mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah. And it gives them a place to just like be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually just started one with my online coaching clients because I just started doing that. And I'm, you know, it's very, very small right now because we just did our beta clients. And I love it. Just me seeing them just chat and share their stories, and I can give information, and I'm like, no, we're here together and we're talking about this and we're all on the same page. I just, you know, I just get the flutters. So I totally, it's just that community is everything.
It really is. And I think that I took that, I didn't know how to myself navigate that. Mm-hmm. So really I'm learning right alongside them. Mm-hmm. And just, it forced me to be transparent and be like, okay, I'm listening to you, my community. This is what you say you need. Here's what I can offer. But this isn't like, I'm not the facilitator of it. Like, this is really a space for you. Mm-hmm. And what I found now is like really turning it over to them. I like laid out the guidelines or whatever. Now I'm like checking it and like, I literally have to say, I'm letting this sit for 24 hours before I come in and say anything. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay. Because it's like hard for me now to be like, not go in and like, oh, here's what I would do, you know? And like absolutely. Pull back and be like, nope, I just need to watch.
Just let it marinate.
Let it marinate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. This is my jam. This is why we started the podcast, for conversations like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I know.
I don't even know where the conversation went. I feel like I can go into like time warps where I'm like, yeah. What did we just say?
I know. That's why I was like, I don't know. What are we talking about?
I know.
About?
What's next?
What are we doing now?
What's next? Okay. Well.
Do this
one? Yeah. So we were talking about this a little bit, kind of what's next for you, what your goals are. Just kind of where you see this Be Kind coaching going?
Where do I see it going? That's a great question.
Where do you want it to be? And I know we kind of talked about the interstate a little bit.
Yeah, where I want it to be is, and I have so many things brewing. What I would want it to be is maybe some books. I don't know.
Mm.
Who knows? But I really want to, I love speaking. So I want to go and like do some sort of like, I'm so inspired by Brene Brown's like courage to like have a Netflix show and like get on that stage and like bump up that public speaking, especially in conference settings where there's already people who are like, just, I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
That's where I see this going.
I can see that.
Taking over the world. I had my first public speaking, like big, like time with over 100 people, in coming up in July. So I'm like,
ooh.
Where is it gonna be? What is it?
I can't.
Okay. Sorry.
I can't say, but.
Okay, but yay!
I have been going to this, it's the speaker series, and I've been going to the speaker series. And in April, when I bought my ticket, I just emailed the person. I was like, look, how do I get on that stage? Here's what I can talk about. And she emailed me back immediately and was like, yes, here are the two dates, one in July or one in December. And I was like, July. So the topic is on forgiveness. And so I'm like, been like marinating on this like topic of forgiveness.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting.
Yeah. I'm going to record it. I'm going to put it up. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh good.
Yeah. But I'm excited because I've spoken at conferences to like, maybe the most has been like 50 people.
Yeah.
And I do a monthly talk local here in Richmond, and that's like maybe 15, max of 15. So this is like the first time that I can like put a big gig on my
resume.
Okay. That's gonna be huge.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I think it'll be good. And I think too, like another space that I want to start going into is teachers, because parents have, you know, the kids when they're at home, but teachers really have them when they're at school, and this like one to many ratio has like a bigger impact, right?
Oh, absolutely. So I think yes. Just do it all. Just do it all. It's needed.
I'm going to tap into like whatever emergency broadcasting people text and just be like, ding, ding, ding. Hey guys, here's your kindness alert.
Yes. I love
Here's how you solve problems. Here's how you validate feelings. Here's what happens if you're about to scream. Here's what you do.
This is it.
All right. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I'll go that route.
So I was asking you about your thoughts about some families who bring their children in for OT with concerns of tons of negative behaviors at home, but during our therapy sessions, we don't see any of that. And so I'm curious kind of what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, that's something similar that I would get asked about the parents, for me too, because they would say, hey, how do you get them to go to sleep? Like, how do they stay there and listen to you? Because they won't go to bed at night. You know, like, how did you do it? And that's kind of like how I got into this, was because people kept asking me, how do I get my kid to do blank?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there was one time I remember there was a mom of twins, and she was married, but her husband worked out of town a lot, so she was a single mom of twin girls, and she had zero pre-her kids. She had zero kid experience, so like her kids were like her experience. She was learning on the job, and I said, I remember telling her, like, Carol, in these four walls, this is of my design. I have curated everything to my design, and at home, that's your design. And those designs are different, with different expectations, different rules, different environments. And that's what's dictating the behavior. It's not, you're not bad. You're not broken. We just need to get in some different things in your environment to help support the girls because that's behavior is dictated by environment. And sometimes that's too, like if a mom and dad are at home and the dad leaves, the child will act out more for mom. And then when the dad comes back, the child will like appear to listen. And so then it puts pressure on mom to say, oh, well, they listen to them, but not me. I'm bad. And it's like, oh no, it's just different expectations, different, they're seeking different things from different people and different environments. So it makes sense to me why a child would go into your environment. One, like that also goes into like circles of influence, like the tighter, like your core parents are your inner circle. Then like your teachers and friends are the outside, like your relatives. Your neighborhood, that's like the middle circle. And then like strangers are the outer circle. And you start to, you know, your brain is wired for survival. So you're going to act differently in all of those circles. So it makes sense to me. Like, they're like, I don't know you. I don't know, like, could you hurt me? Biologically, yeah. Yes. Like you could. So I'm going to listen to you and I'm just going to have that social pressure. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense because I act different like with my clients than I do with my husband.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there are ways to say like if my home life is really stressful and I like pull up into the driveway and I already feel like those body tingles of like, oh, I don't want to go in there. I want to like plant seeds of hope that there are strategies, there is help out there to make that anxiety go away so that you don't have to have those feelings, but it doesn't have to be as like not sterile, but yeah, like as rigid or I don't know what's the right word there. Formal. There it is. As formal as like your office setting.
Yeah.
Like your environment is set up to help kids have success in this.
Yes,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At home, there's like trash cans and microwaves and siblings.
That's
and
true.
Siblings.
Yeah. We have a very
and like
controlled environment.
Bubble bath. Yeah. And yes. Oh my gosh, makeup.
Oh yes. Yes. Yep, absolutely. So that makes sense. Thank you for.
And it's hard. I mean, it's just hard. Mm-hmm. Because I think what I heard in those moments is I see them doing what I want them to do with you.
Yeah.
And so how can I learn to do that at my house?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So can you just tell our listeners how they can reach out to you, how they can work with you? How do they find you?
Well, the best way to find me is through Instagram at Be Kind Coaching. I found like that platform is my favorite. It allows me to like connect and share and like stories and
yes, ours too.
For yeah, sure. It's just so like direct, right? Mm-hmm. And easy.
And the people that you meet are like amazing. It's like, can amazing. We be friends in real life?
That's how we met.
Yes, I know. So when and we come to the East Coast, we're going to hang out and be friends in real life.
Yes, I can't wait.
Real life friends.
Yes.
Real life friends, not just weird internet friends. Yes. But yeah, so Instagram, you can also find me at www.bekindcoaching.com. I have a blog there and all my programs. And I open doors to my programs 4 times a year. And before that, so my next launch is in July. And before that, I'll run a free offering. So those are always good to get in on.
Okay.
So that's how you find
beautiful. It. Everyone listening, y'all just go sign up for it. Do it. You won't regret it.
Yeah, it's just. It's fun to see, you know, parents come thinking that it's going to be so much, something different than what it is. So that's my job to like figure out how to make that an easier yes, like a non-negotiable yes. But they come thinking that I'm going to tell them like strict guidelines, strict rules, and this is what you do and wash, rinse, repeat. And probably you see that similarly, like they come in with so much pressure of like, oh, this is going to be so terrible. And then it's like, oh my gosh, why didn't we do it last year? Why
absolutely.
Didn't I do this sooner? Because that's what we want. We want community, tools, support. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
Love and kindness.
Love and kindness. Yeah, just mix it all together. bake it in the oven. And out pops all the good things.
Yeah.
Sure.
I love it.
All right, so I'm curious, what advice could you give our listeners if they wanted just one gem from Megan, what would you offer?
It's 100% okay to ask for help. And if you don't get the help you need, ask someone else until you find the answer that's right for you and your family.
All the goosebumps again.
Seriously, you keep doing this. You are... I can't handle it.
Yeah, so that's my gem. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we're writing that down posting that on all of the... What are those advertisement boards? What are those?
Billboards.
Billboards. Yes, billboards. We're going to post
that on a billboard.
On 95, yes. And then everyone driving is going to be like, oh, okay.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea.
All right, billboards. That's what's next.
That's what's coming.
I know. How can I make this happen?
Yeah, we will. We'll make it happen. Just like Target. All right, any billboard listeners?
Advertising specialists?
Can you tell us and reach out to Megan to get that on a billboard? Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, my email is megan@bekindcoaching.com. Okay. Subject line, billboard.
Beautiful. All right, it's happening. Gosh, you're such just a wonderful person.
I know, I really like this.
Thanks, guys.
Like, truly, you really are making a difference in so many lives. Mm-hmm. More than you even know.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it's that ripple effect, right? Mm-hmm. And on those days that I don't feel like showing up, that's what I remind myself to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The fact that you mentioned that, we all have days that we don't want to show up. And it's okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
So have those journals, have those gems written down so you can read them and be like, you know what? I am here on this earth for a reason. And I am making it happen today.
Yeah. Do it scared.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, Chris, did you get that from Christy Wright? Do you listen to her podcast? Gosh, I love her.
Yeah. Okay.
She's amazing. Scared. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. I love connecting my listeners, my followers to you guys too. And so it's just really awesome to, you know, meet, chat, network, share, absolutely, connect.
Yep. All the things.
All the things.
So then when we're in Virginia next, we will hit you up and hang
next
out.
Next time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy weekend to join us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Okay. Well, we will chat with you soon.
Yeah. All right. Bye, friends.
I can't even tell you how many times I got goosebumps.
Me neither.
So many times.
You just know when you connect with someone who... is doing things for the right reason.
Yes.
You can just tell. You just get that, the wigglies. You get all floopy.
You get all the good vibes.
Yeah.
Floopy.
I know.
You get all the good vibes. So I hope you guys loved her as much as we did.
Yep. We will tag her in the show notes so you can connect with her, reach out to her via Instagram or email, join her free groups, and just...
learn all the things.
Yeah. Just... by her and just be kind.
Be kind. Okay.
We'll see you guys next week.
Until then, be kind.
We are so excited to work together and to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. This is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, sensory integration, and overall health and wellness. We do not know you or your child, therefore, we do not know any specific needs, therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist.